everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to improve your English. My name is Rebecca. Right here, I have some rope. Do you know what I can use rope for? I can use rope for a game of tug of war. Have you ever played a game of tug of war? Well, see, as a kid, I loved playing this game. Ah, it was so much fun. Well, today we are continuing our lesson from yesterday called The Tug of War. And the question I have for you is, what game did Turtle want to play with Hippo? What game did Turtle want to play with Hippo? I'm sure you'll be able to answer that question. Open up your magazines and let's begin. Come on.
The Tug of War. I may not be gigantic, called Turtle, but I'm strong. I challenge you to a tug of war. After I win, maybe you will look out for us smaller ones. Hippo replied,
I accept.
Turtle said, Meet me by the river at sunrise tomorrow. I will put a rope from the trees to the river. Pull on the end by the river. You cannot pull me into the river. Hippo went to tell his relatives about the contest. That night, Turtle laid a tough rope on the ground.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 relative 这个名词 ,relative 是指亲戚。例如 ,all of our relatives gathered around to celebrate Granny's 90th birthday. 我们所有亲戚都聚集在一起庆祝奶奶的90大寿。或者是 Ray doesn't have many close relatives in town, only some distant ones. Ray 住的城市里面没有很多较亲的亲戚，大部分都是远亲。它的形容词是 related, R-E-L-A-T-E-D.例如 Harry and Howard are related, they're cousins. Harry 跟 Howard 是亲戚，他们是表兄弟。接下来我们看的是 tough 这个形容词。Tough 在这里是指结实的或坚固的。例如 athletic shoes need to be tough to bear a person's weight and different motions. 运动鞋要够坚固才能够承受一个人的重量以及不同的动作。Tough 也指性格坚强的。例如 Beverly is a tough girl. She will achieve her goals no matter what.Beverly 是个坚强的女孩，不管有多难，她都会达成目标。Tough 也可以指艰难的。英语有一句常用语就是 When the going gets tough, the tough get going. 意思就是情况越困难，勇者越能面对挑战。 Well, it's time for us to continue our story from yesterday. I'm really excited to see what's going to happen in this very interesting story.
Okay, so well, so far we have Turtle challenging Elephant to a tug of war, and Hippo has now agreed, or he has accepted this challenge to Turtle's tug of war request as well. So what happens in this section? Well, Turtle says something to Hippo, I may not be gigantic, but I'm strong.
Okay, Gabe, before you continue, there are several words that we want to talk about, starting with this word, gigantic, and of course,You see it in the lesson. And gigantic just means extremely large, really, really, really big, right?
So you could talk about a big animal as being a gigantic animal, right? Or you could use this word to talk about something like a meal that you ate. You had a lot of food on your plate. Mm-hmm. You could say, I ate a gigantic meal last night.
But we want to share with you a few other synonyms.To this word gigantic or related words. So the next word that comes to my mind is the word humongous. If something is humongous, it's really, really big.
Yeah, I really like this word. For example, for dinner last night, I ate a humongous burger. It wasn't just a plain old regular burger. It was a humongous burger. I'm really surprised that I finished it.
Ooh, that sounds so yummy. I like burgers. But the next word is massive. And once again, it means really big in size or amount.
That's right. And I often use this word massive to talk about abstract things, right? So things maybe you can't see, but maybe like a headache. Oh, I have a massive headache. Or someone had a massive heart attack, right? It's a very big thing, okay? But you could also use it to talk about things that you can see as well. Maybe the mansion is a massive house.
Exactly. And the last word that we want you to know is enormous. And guess what enormous means? That's right. Very big.
That's right. And I use this word to talk about physical or abstract things, okay? So we could talk about the universe as being an enormous universe. It is an enormous universe.
And so let's go back to Turtle. Mm-hmm. Turtle said, I may not be gigantic, or he could also say, I might not be humongous, but I'm strong. I challenge you to a tug of war after I win. Maybe you'll look out for us smaller ones. And Hippo replied, I accept. Have you wondered what a hippo might look like?
Well, yeah, I do like hippos. I think they're big, and they look kind of like overgrown pigs.
Mm.
But you know what,
yes.
Rebecca?
Yes.
I've heard they're actually quite violent.
Oh, really?
Because they're very territorial. That means they watch out for their territory, where they think they own that place. And if they see somebody else come in, then they might go and try to hurt that other animal or even eat that other animal. So hippos can be quite dangerous. Don't get too close to a hippo.
Well, I don't think that I would want to challenge a hippo to a game of tug of war, but I guess Turtle is very brave. Anyway, back to our lesson. Hippo replied, I accept. And if you accept a challenge, this is when you can say, challenge accepted.
Yeah, that's a good phrase. Mm-hmm. Yes, all you need to use are these words. You don't need to say, I accept your challenge. You could say, challenge accepted. Or even just that word, accepted. That means you accept the challenge. And then you could use that phrase we taught yesterday, it's on.
Ah, that's right. Good review. Well, Turtle replied by saying, meet me by the river at sunrise tomorrow. I will put a rope from the trees to the river. Pull on the end by the river. You cannot pull me into the river. Hippo went to tell his relatives about the contest. So it sounds like he's actually informing his relatives about this contest.
Exactly. Now that word is not in our lesson. Mm-hmm. He went to tell his relatives about something. But yeah, this is the word that comes to mind. You inform someone. That means you're giving them information about something. For example, Rebecca, our boss informed me recently that you are fired.
Oh, really? That's nice that she informed you,
yeah.
But didn't inform me.
Yeah, that was kind of strange.
Very strange.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm just kidding, Rebecca.
Just kidding, Gabe.
You're not fired.
Oh, thank you.
Nobody informed me that you were fired.
Well, you know, our boss informed me that she likes watching Studio Classroom sometimes.
You know what else she informed me?
What?
She really enjoys the Info Cloud.
Oh, right on.
Let's go there now.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud.
Animals are a source of inspiration for many things. Stories, art, clothing patterns, and even language. Ken, can you think of any animals that have inspired phrases in English?
I sure can. The elephant is a large, powerful animal, and it has inspired several phrases. The first one that comes to mind is, an elephant never forgets.
That's a great one to remember. While elephants don't have perfect memories, scientists have found that they are able to remember other elephants, even if they haven't seen each other for more than 20 years.
So they have great memories. And if you want to reassure your friend that you won't forget something, you can say, don't worry, an elephant never forgets.
Hey, Ken, don't forget to plan Gabe's surprise birthday party.
Don't worry, Carolyn. An elephant never forgets.
Another elephant phrase to know is the idiom, elephant in the room. Elephants are the largest land animal on Earth, so if there is an elephant in the room with you, it should be very obvious.
But if you use this idiom, it means that an obvious problem or issue isn't being addressed. Everyone knows about the problem, but no one wants to deal with it.
For example, the cell phone's poor sales were the elephant in the room during the business meeting. So, during the meeting, they discussed everything except that the cell phone wasn't selling well.
我们今天来学两个跟大象相关的片语，一个是 elephant in the room。这句话并不是真的指一只大象在房间里，所谓房间里的大象是代表一个明明摆在眼前大家却不愿意正视的问题，因为它太过于庞大或麻烦，导致没有人愿意去碰它。对于这个问题，大家都睁一只眼闭一只眼，假装没有看到。另一个片语呢，就真的是跟大象有关了。 An elephant never forgets， 大象有很好的记忆力，因此你可以用这句话来形容某人的记忆力很好。如果朋友叮咛你不要忘记某一件事，你可以跟他说，别担心， An elephant never forgets。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次节目再见。
Your classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, I challenge you to a game of tug of war. Here, you take this end, and I'll take this end. Maybe that won't work out very well. Well, anyway, have you ever challenged anyone to a game of tug of war? If so, you are just like Turtle. Turtle challenged Hippo to a game of tug of war, and Hippo accepted. Well, friends, we have more to learn about this very interesting story of tug of war, so let's continue with our lesson now.
The tug of war.One end was by the trees. The other was by the river. Then Turtle hid behind a rock. Elephant came just before the sun rose. He saw the rope, but not Turtle.
Turtle must be in the water, he thought.
Elephant grasped the rope and walked into the trees to wait for the sun to rise. Then Hippo came and saw the rope,but not Turtle. He picked up the rope and went into the river to wait for the sunrise.
OK, 接下来我们看 grasp 这个动词。 grasp 是指抓紧或握紧。例如 the baby grasped my finger and smiled at me. 这个宝宝抓住我的手指而且跟我微笑。或者是 the drowning girl grabs the lifeguard's arm when he reached her. 当救生员游到这个溺水的女孩身边时，她紧紧地抓住她的手臂。Grasp 也指把握某种时机，例如 the company grabs the opportunity to cooperate with overseas firms and went international. 这家公司把握和海外公司合作的机会，后来变成跨国企业。最后我们看 pick up 这个片语动词， pick up 在这里是指拾起或捡起。例如 the teacher told her student to pick up the trash under his seat. 老师告诉这个学生捡起他座位下的垃圾。如果受词是代名词的话，可以放在 pick 跟 up 的中间。例如 didn't you see there's a pen on the floor? Why didn't you pick it up? 你没有看到地上有一支笔吗？你为什么不捡起来呢？ pick up 也可以指在接或者是取走。例如Don't forget to pick up the mail when you come in. 你进来的时候不要忘记拿信哦。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So remember earlier we learned that Turtle laid a tough rope on the ground. Maybe something that looks like this rope right here.
Yes.
And so one of the end was on a tree.
Right, well, it was by the trees.
Or yes, it was by the trees.
And the other end was in the river.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's what Turtle told him anyway.
Right, and then Turtle hid behind a rock. Mm-hmm. Turtle sounds so clever.
Yeah.
So clever.
He's a clever little turtle.
He is.
You know, this really is a tough rope that we have in our hands, Rebecca.
It's yeah.
It's not very comfortable.
Well, no. But you know something, Gabe, earlier?
Yes.
I tried to play a game of tug-of-war by myself.
Yeah, it didn't work.
And it didn't work really well. And so it's really nice having somebody else here to have one end of the rope.
Are you challenging me to a tug-of-war right now?
Yes, right.
Well, challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted?
It's on.
Okay, so ready?
One, set,
two, three,
go. I don't know. Okay, that's not very funny, Rebecca. You...
that was, like, so Thanks. Great.
Yeah.
So
okay.
much fun. My poor hands.
Thanks for letting go of the rope.
You can have the rope.
And making me trip over my shoes.
Poor
that's okay.
Gabe.
It's
no
okay.
problem. You
at
can
least,
have the rope now, though.
At least I won. Let's continue with our lesson here. We have some things to learn, some good phrases in this section. Okay, one end was by the trees, the other end was by the river, the turtle hid behind the rock. We read on, elephant came just before the sun rose. He saw the rope, but not turtle. So here is this giant elephant. We could also say this gigantic animal.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I like elephants a lot, Rebecca. They're very beautiful.
Elephants are actually very gentle creatures. They're big, they're humongous, mm-hmm. gigantic, enormous, mm-hmm. but they are very gentle creatures.
Yeah, not like hippos.
Right, not like hippos.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Turtle must be in the water, he thought. So it sounds like he's assuming, elephant is assuming that Turtle is in the water. Now let's talk about that word to assume. If you assume something, that just means that you come to a conclusion or you accept something as being true without necessarily having all the facts.
That's right. So for example, I assumed that you would bring an umbrella. So I didn't bring one. Well, now neither of us have an umbrella, and we're just going to have to walk out in the rain. Or I assumed that Rebecca was going to tug on the other end of this rope in our tug of war just now, but she didn't. She let go, and I fell. Thanks.
Oh, dear, but that was a great example. So sorry, Gabe. Well, of course, it sounds like elephant assumed Turtle would be in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Elephant grasped the rope and walked into the trees to wait for the sun to rise. There's a few things we need to talk about, starting with the word to grasp. If you grasp something, that means you quickly take something in your hands and you hold it firmly.
This reminds me of when we went wakeboarding in Taidong. And if you're going to go wakeboarding, you need to grasp tightly to that rope in front of you. Hey, Rebecca,
yes.
Why don't you grasp tightly to the rope now as we play tug of war? One, two, three, go.
There you go, Gabe. You
you're just,
won.
You're just too fast.
You're
okay.
too fast.
All right, let's continue here.
So that's the word to grasp. Now you see these words to walk into the trees.
Ouch.
No, you don't actually walk into the tree and hit the tree. This just means that you go into the forest where there are a lot of trees.
Ah, right. But it does sound like someone might be walking into something and they hit their head on something, right? Like if you walk into a bookshelf, that means that you walked into the bookshelf and probably hurt yourself. But yes, the idea here is that someone is walking into the forest or among the trees.
Well, then Hippo came and saw the rope, but not Turtle. He picked up the rope and went into the river to wait for the sun rise.
Well, if there's a sunrise, that's a beautiful thing.
It is. That means that there has to be a sunset at some point in time, right?
Well, do you prefer watching the sun rise or the sunset, Rebecca?
Ah, I prefer the sunrise.
Oh, really? Good. Well, I think that both sunrises and sunsets are very beautiful. Friends, what about you? You can talk about that in English as well. But right now it is time for us to go and enjoy the SC Challenge.
Here. Okay. Yes.
I win.
Hello, everyone. And with me today is Hazel. Welcome back, Hazel. Hazel,
yes.
Did you want to get your microphone?
Oh, my microphone. phone. Can you hear me?
We can't hear Hazel. Just a moment.
Now can you hear me?
Okay, much better.
Yay,
yes.
Okay.
So, did you have something to say?
Hi, everybody.
Yes, and welcome to the SC Challenge.
Welcome to the SC Challenge.
Yes, you're very welcome here.
Should I ask you a question?
Well, actually, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about today's lesson. And today's lesson is called The Tug of War.
The Tug of War?
Yes, The Tug of War. This is a lesson that has several different animals in it.
Okay.
And one of the animals is a turtle. Another is the hippopotamus. So my first question for you is, what game did Turtle want to play with Hippo? A, tag. B, tug of war. C, ring toss. Or D, wrestling.
My guess is tug of war, if that's what the article's about.
Okay, is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
That is correct!
Yay!
Good job, Hazel! You got 1 point.
That's one.
Next question. What did the turtle do? A, he pulled the rope. B, he hid behind a tree. C, he hid behind a rock. Or D, he ran into the woods. As fast as he could go.
Is it A?
A, he pulled the
did
rope.
Did he pull the rope?
Is that your answer?
That's my final answer.
I'm sorry, Hazel. That is not correct.
But that's what you do in tug of war. You pull the rope.
Right. But did he really play tug of war?
Maybe not.
Think about that. No, the correct answer is C. He hid behind a rock.
Oh.
And the last question. Where did the hippo go? A. He went into the forest. B. He went into the woods. C. He went into the river. Or D. He went into a house.
Well, he probably went into the river because that's where hippos go.
Hippos do like to go into the river, right? So is that your answer?
It's my final answer.
That is correct!
Yay!
Good job, Hazel!
Great.
High five!
High five!
You got 2 out of 3 questions correct?
Yeah.
Not bad. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
I guess I don't get a prize.
I guess not, but we can definitely play tug of war sometime.
Let's do that!
Yeah, let's do it. And friends, we'll see you next time.
Goodbye, everybody.
No, I'm not going to accept any more challenges to a tug of war with you, Rebecca.
Okay.
But we do have more to learn about this story next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.